Jackson 5, Michael Jackson. I think every time we talk about the tragic case and the somewhat tragic life of Michael Jackson, we have to open with beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music like that.
Are there any others? I mean, it's like every song.
Every song.
Absolute classic.
Was he 10? Was he 10 when he sang that? Or maybe he was 12 when he sang that. And there are still many, many questions left unanswered about the death last week of Michael Jackson. How did he die in the first place? What will happen to his estate? Is his will valid? And of course, what will eventually happen to his three children, some of which are about the same age as he was when he made this song with his brothers?
They don't have to work for a living either.
not yet. Not yet. Well, Diane Diamond is an investigative journalist and author of the Michael Jackson biography called Be Careful Who You Love, Inside the Michael Jackson Case. She's joining us this morning. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, you too.
Good morning. Well, let's just at the beginning, so that people know about your relationship covering the King of Pop. When did you start covering Michael Jackson?
Oh, good grief. Back in, August 1993, I was working for the television show Hard Copy, and my news director, I just moved to L.A. from New York, and my news director, Linda Bell, came and tapped me on the shoulder, and she said, "Hey, you know, you're our crime reporter. Go figure out why the cops are at Michael Jackson's house." And I said, "Michael Jackson, the singer?" I mean, it didn't even scan in my head. And so therein began my association, let's call it that, with Michael Jackson in 2003. That was 93. 2003, I got a call from some law enforcement sources who said to me simply, "We have another one. We have another boy. This time there's going to be a trial." So I was standing outside Neverland with my camera crews as the 70 police vehicles rolled into Neverland. And, well, the rest is history. I was there for the trial, and I wrote a book, and I put it aside. And now here it's in my life again, and we all know why.
So you've been alongside Michael Jackson since 1993 and covering him probably as closely as anyone. And I was hoping you could give us a little help on the issue of the kids at this point. We know that Michael Jackson's mother, Catherine, who is 80, has been granted temporary custody of those three kids. But can you give us a quick primer on Michael Jackson's kids? There are three, and there's going to be a custody battle probably heating up. But I always get confused about which children belong to whom, and who are the parents of all the three kids. Can you just give us a primer on that?
Here's the deal. They all belong to Michael Jackson legally. Biologically, none of those children are connected to Michael Jackson.
Do you know that? Do you know that for a fact?
Absolutely. I can say that. I unequivocally can tell you that the first two were conceived with Debbie Rowe, the mother, his one-time wife, and a sperm donor known to both of them, a friend, a business acquaintance. The third child, Blanket, the one who was dangled over the balcony, is, we don't know. We think that the parentage came maybe from a surrogate in France with another mystery sperm donor. But none of those children are biologically connected to the Jackson family. So as Catherine Jackson goes into court, she is their beloved grandmother. That's grandma to them. But they don't know a lot of the family because Michael Jackson was estranged from his brothers, for instance. They always came to him and wanted money, so he pretty much shut them out of his life.
And for years, mom was in and out of their life, claiming custody and then relinquishing it a couple of times.
Right. She we learned it during the trial that she got $10 million for giving him the two children. She got part of the money, and then he stopped payment. And after the criminal trial was over, she went back to court to get the rest of the $10 million, and she gave up her parental rights. During the criminal trial, she got her parental rights back. We think she still has them, but she has that mark against her. When she goes up before a judge, if she does, I don't think she will, but if she wanted them back, she's already displayed a sort of unmotherly behavior.
Okay, well, let me focus on the kids for a moment. Michael Jackson himself, I mean, books, movies, commentary have all commented on the surreal upbringing that he had, life on the road, life with his family as a child performer and a superstar. Do you have any sense of how this has transferred to his his handling and his raising of his own children. Certainly sheltered to some degree, but has he made an effort based on, did he make an effort based on his own upbringing to give his kids a different life?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I cannot stress enough how cruel and unhuman Michael Jackson's childhood was. I write about it in the book, and not just at the hands of his father, but his mother allowed it to happen. Michael Jackson, by all reports, was a tremendously devoted father. All of my sources that are close to the family say that he was dedicated to teaching them about books and art and travel. The one thing that he didn't do, he followed in the path of his parents. He didn't think that a formal education was important. These three children have never gone to school. They have never gone to a scout meeting or a tennis lesson or a swimming lesson. They haven't fraternized with other children. They have been kept apart from that, as Michael Jackson and his brothers were. And that's kind of sad now, because they will go somewhere. In the end, I don't believe they'll be awarded to the 80-year-old ailing grandmother in the family that so messed up Michael Jackson. I don't believe a judge will do that, but he might.
And not for long if she's 80.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
That's certainly going to be just an interim. I mean, I'm just...
More upheaval. But
yeah. But
can you imagine the life wherever they wind up? There's not going to be private jets to go whisking around and bodyguards and masks and veils. And it's going to be a very different life for them.
Well, but I imagine they have a bit of a cushion, Diane. The question for me and the sadness for me is, are we going to see, like, you know, sperm donors coming on Larry King and, like, you know, people claiming, hey, it was me? I mean, is that what's going to be going on? Is that the legacy of this sad sort of pop genius in some ways?
Well, I'm not sure if the sperm donor from the first two will come forward. I don't know, but it sure wouldn't surprise me. I can see surrogate mother claimants coming from France and England and Germany and Norway and saying, hey, it was me, and getting all confused in court. The custody battle, don't ever think it's going to be easy. It's going to be tough, because wherever those kids go, that's where the money goes.
And this is going to be the money, and this is going to be multi-layered, isn't it? I mean, there's the will is already contested from a couple of sides. The most important issue, the dispensation of the children, money, right?
The Jackson family today says there is no will.
Is no will.
Really?
I thought it was just that there was not a valid will.
No, you know, yesterday the manager, Frank DeLeo, was on broadcast news saying that the will is in a safe and we're going to open the safe at 10 o'clock today, and that's it. I have learned one thing covering this story all the years that I have covered, and that is never believe what you hear.
Okay. All right, Diane Diamond, thanks. We'll keep that in mind as we follow this story. Investigative journalist Diane Diamond, close biographer of Michael Jackson, thanks for joining us.
You bet.